It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Our guests this morning include Fairfield Mules football coach Justin Townsend, Edwards County Lions football coach Joe Rivers, and we'll chat with Fairfield High School volleyball coach Chet Snyder about the upcoming season. Plus, we'll keep you updated on area and national sports stories. It's all on Sports Talk this morning on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
And a good Saturday morning to you. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Welcome to Sports Talk. I'm Derek Dunn. Friday was the first night for high school football in the state of Illinois. Let's take a look at scores from around the area here. Last night in high school football action, Fairfield beat Johnston City 60-14. It was Edwards County over Hamilton County 22-6. Sister Valier, they got by Carmi White County barely in a low-scoring affair, 8-0. El Dorado beat Chester 34-26 in double overtime. It was Red Hill over Flora 42-13. Alney Richland County over Casey Westville 37-21. Marshall over Lawrenceville 49-0. It was Argenta Oriana over Robinson 40-7. Mount Carmel beat Harrisburg and squeaked right by them, 20-13. It was Carterville over Benton, 20-0. Waterloo topped Heron, 23-7. DuCoin blew out Massac County, 53-12. It was Carbondale over Murfreesboro, 35-13. West Frankfort over Anna Jonesboro, 24-21. Pickneyville over Redbud, 17-7. Freeburg topped Sparta, 50-22. Salem blanked Centralia, 21-0. And Taylorville over Mount Vernon, 20-8. Taking a look here at MLB scores last night. St. Louis beat Colorado in a close one, 7-5. The Chicago Cubs edged to Cincinnati, 3-2. It was Toronto over Philadelphia, 4-2. Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh, but barely, 7-6. Also, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat San Diego, 11-1. Taking a look at NFL preseason scores from yesterday. New York Giants beat the New York Jets in a battle for New York, 22-16. It was Denver over Washington, 29-17. Carolina over New England, 25-14. Minnesota edged to Seattle, 21-20. It was Detroit topping Tampa Bay, 33-30. And Oakland got past Green Bay, 13-6. We'll be right back. You are listening to Sports Talk, WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
People you know helping people you love. Not only the motto at Wabash General Hospital's Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic, that's their reason for being. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Justin Miller or sports medicine physician Dr. Karsten Slater conduct office hours in Fairfield each Wednesday. They provide professional services for whatever orthopedic issues that may arise for you, as well as preventative maintenance to assist you in the long run. Conveniently located in the Medical Arts Complex off 10th Street, call for an appointment at 842-4180. Caring for athletes is their game.
We're your hometown bank with hometown pride. Hi, this is Michelle Garner, serving you as loan officer and branch manager of the Fairfield Banking Company. We're locally owned and operated, which means our heart is where it belongs, in the communities we serve. Our decisions are local, our concerns are local, and our priorities are you, our customer. Come in and let our friendly team with 137 years of banking experience assist you. We're the Hometown Bank's member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
It was a big night at Fairfield Community High School last night. Besides hosting Johnston City in the opener, officials dedicated the newly renovated train yard prior to the game. It made for an exciting night both on and off the field. Mark Turner spoke with Mules coach Justin Townsend following the game.
Coach, congratulations on the W.
Thank you. Always, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, we had obviously had a lot going on here tonight and opened up a new facility and helicopters running a little late. And, you know, we'd gotten off the field at 6:30 and our kids had just kind of been stagnant for 30 minutes. And I was concerned. I wanted to come out and play, you know, because we were pretty jacked up about 6:30. Problem is the game doesn't start till 7, so we were a little antsy to get out on the field, but once we got out there, our kids really responded well, and just proud of them, proud of the effort. And, you know, the thing I told them is that, you know, yes, the score is very lopsided, but I feel like there's a lot of things that we can improve upon. It's not like we came out and played our best game week one. And so that, to me, that's a positive. I feel like there's a lot of things from right now to 7 o'clock next Friday we're going to get a lot better at. So that's exciting for me.
You come out, you take the opening kickoff, and you run with a five-plus minute drive, exactly the way you want to. You set the tempo for the game.
Right. They definitely, that first drive, they made us earn it. You know, they kind of 3, 4, 5, 6 yards a pop, and didn't allow us to hit a big play. And, you know, honestly, I would have rather had it that way. You know, I wanted to have a little bit of a drive and have us to work for it a little bit. And, you know, they have a couple of nice players, definitely. The big fullback, the Fisher kid's a nice player. The Brown kid, the freshman's going to be a nice player in the future. So they do have some weapons, and I think Coach Thomas is doing a nice job with them. You know, I think he's going to get them headed in the right direction.
And then, of course, the big plays started after that when Luke Dagg gets in the action, gets his touchdown on a play in which he pretty much beat the running back to the pitch.
Yeah, and we twice, two, three times a week we work on turnover circuit. We work on scoop and score, that very, very play that you saw there, picking it up on the run and being able to take it back to the house. And so that's something that we work on, and it's always good to see it translate to the game. And it kind of gives the kids an aha moment. Oh, that's why we work on that, you know, and that was one of those situations.
Dylan Hefner, a big game tonight, but I thought Alec Pruitt played a heck of a game for you tonight, managed the game extremely well, and then when he had to go to the air,
yeah, I thought he had a lot of poise in the pocket. You know, I think back to the one where I don't know if the ball slipped or it was a bobbled snap, but he was able to stay calm, pick it up, and put it on the line. You know, and we've been really working on our passing game. We've had Coach Reber, who was a really good quarterback for me a few years ago, played down at SIU for a year. And we've had him really working with our quarterbacks a lot, and I think it's really helping Alec.
And then, of course, it was nice to get the reserves in the second
Absolutely.
Half.
Absolutely. Any night that you can be on the right side of the scoreboard and get everybody in the football game, that's a good night. All and right. I thought, you know, that's the thing. Those kids, you know, just because they're not starting doesn't mean that they don't work any harder at practice. They give their best and work their butts off, so it's always nice to be able to get them out there on the field on a Friday night.
Got a busy week coming up next week, but it all starts with the freshman jamboree Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have freshman jamboree. I think we're at 10 or 11 teams coming in. Very exciting for those of you that aren't familiar with it. We're going to have 3 fields going. We'll have 2 on the main field, and then we'll have one on the practice field. And basically the teams will start the ball 40 and go in, and they get 15 plays on offense, and then we'll flip and go 15 plays on defense. Then you rotate and play another team. I believe Fairfield, we're playing El Dorado, Anna Jonesboro, and I believe maybe Chester is who we're playing. So we try to match up with teams, obviously, that our freshmen won't see in the regular season. So it's always a good day, and we hope to have a large crowd.
Okay. Busy week next week, as we mentioned. Yep. Take a day off at least, and then you start thinking about Chester coming in.
I'm already thinking about Chester, and I kind of knew that Johnston City would be down a little bit, so I kind of looked at week two as a big test for us to see where we're at, because I knew that they're going to be pretty good and have a lot of guys returning. They're one of the teams that I was really high on going into the season that I thought would be pretty good. And, you know, so I think we've been focused with them a little bit, and kind of what we prepped for is not exactly what Johnston City ran last night. We worked against a lot of empty sets, a lot of spread pass, and we didn't see a lot of that. But at the same time, that's kind of what Chester runs, so it's going to work out for us a little bit. Chester does have a really good quarterback, all-conference quarterback, that we're going to have to account for.
All right, injury-wise, everybody pretty much healthy outside of bumps and bruises?
Nothing major. We're a little concerned about Shelton, senior nose guard, maybe a knee injury, but we're hoping that it's nothing too serious.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the W. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Coach Justin Townsend and the Mules get the 60-14 win tonight over the Johnston City Indians.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'll be right back.
This is Sean inviting you to pick up a free copy of the new edition of the Big Green Egg Lifestyle Magazine at Rush Appliance. It's a collection of personality profiles, culinary insights, and information about the Big Green Egg. From the green pecan or sweet maple seasoning to the extra large Big Green Egg, you'll stand behind our best-in-class products for years to come. You'll soon discover that whether it's grilled, smoked, baked, or roasted, everything tastes better when cooked in the Big Green Egg. From Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
You heard it right. Citizens National Bank of Albion is one of the fastest growing financial institutions, and for good reason. We make it easier than ever for you to set up a new account. Take advantage of our deposit banking products and secure mobile banking. You can even earn cash back and watch the money grow. And need a loan for a new vehicle, home, business, or farm? Come in and talk to our banking professionals in Albion, Crossville, Mount Airy, Olney, Bridgeport, or Lawrenceville today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get the good stuff.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff. Napa, get the good stuff.
Now is the time to close out your swimming pool, and Wayne White Propane and Sporting Goods is the best choice to get the job done. They'll winterize your pool right down to putting the cover on your summer fun. Also, it's clearance time for the grills at Wayne White Propane and Sporting Goods with a special on the Phoenix Stainless Steel Non-Flame-Up Propane Grill, now only $5.75 plus tax. That's at Wayne White Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays 8 to noon.
You are listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com at Sports Talk. Derek Dunn with you on this Saturday morning. Edwards County kicked off its 2018 campaign at Hamilton County last night. Dave Rigg talked with Lions coach Joe Rivers following the Lions win.
Going to be joined by Joe Rivers, the head coach. And Joe, you open up the season with a big win here tonight.
Yep, we got the win, and that's what's important tonight. We were not real happy with how many times we turned the ball over. Got a lot of mistakes we need to correct. But we're happy that we got the W, and we'll move on to next week and get better.
Well, we did have some fumbles, but we started out with rain, and I'm guessing that grass out there was pretty slippery.
Yeah, their field's in pretty terrible condition. About as good a condition as this thing you're sitting on. So, yeah, it's pretty bad out there.
I'll tell you what impressed me tonight was your defense. They had that football inside the 10-yard line, if memory serves me correctly, 3 times. First and 10 inside the 10, and they didn't get in.
Nope. Yeah, we did a great job on defense. Those are the guys that won the game for us tonight, for sure. If our defense doesn't stand strong, it's a different game.
Now, giving Hamilton County some credit, they did break loose for some long runs, but even so, they didn't get in the end zone. Our defensive players got back there and kept them from getting in the end zone.
Yeah, that's Coach Gerlach and I's philosophy, bend but don't break. We'll give you a little bit, but we're going to stop you from getting in the end zone, and that's what happened tonight, so.
Our running game tonight was good.
Yeah, overall we had some good moments. We had some moments where I wasn't real happy with how we blocked things or going to the wrong hole. But overall, we did pretty well. And, we get Cade back for the 100% next week. It'll improve even further.
Well, going into the game, I was kind of wondering whether we were going to see Cade in the ball game because when I talked to him Friday night, he said, well, I've got the pulled hamstring. And he didn't even play in the preview Friday night, and he wasn't in the starting lineup. But he did get in there, and he made some carry.
Yeah, he did, and it kind of helped, helped calm us down a little bit. We'd made some mistakes at that point. We got him in there. It seemed to calm things down. We got some positive yards. But we only left him in there for enough plays to get hit a few times because he hadn't been hit after that knee injury yet. So we wanted him to get hit a few times, see how it felt, and then get him out of there before he pulled the hamstring anymore.
For, again, people who were not aware, if you will go through what happened to Cade last year, and what he's gone through to get back into his position where he can be out there on the field again this year.
He had complete ACL reconstruction surgery on January 18th and was released about 3 weeks before the season from that. When they do the ACL surgery, they take a piece of your hamstring out to fix it. So that's then caused hamstring issues since then. But he's back to 100% health in the knee. Now he's just got a little hamstring problem he's working through, and the trainers told me today that he's right at 100%.
So then we're probably going to see more of Cade next week then?
I would expect so.
I'll tell you what, you know, we talked about it, the team, last Friday night at the preview, and I asked you who's going to do our kicking. And at that time you said, well, we got a few boys we're going to be working with. But we didn't try any field goals or any extra points tonight, but Hunter Mabry, he can boot that ball on the kickoff.
Yes, he can. He can kick it pretty far, and that's what we want him to do, and he did a fine job tonight doing it.
And Marty Schmittler was our punter, and he did a good job. He got good distance, good hang time.
Yeah, absolutely. He did a great job. It's big kudos to him. Because I think he had a couple punts that were about 50 or more yards.
Let me ask you this. Now, I know we got to give Coach Russ Gerlach some credit on this because he's the defensive coordinator, but what were the Lions using when you've got that football inside your 10-yard line and they've got first 10? What kind of defenses were you using to stop that?
We didn't change one thing. We stayed in the straight 4-4 that we were in and just played solid, straight-up defense.
And I noticed that you were using some substitutes from time to time on defense that came in.
Yeah, we were trying to keep some of these guys a little fresh. I mean, our defensive line and offensive line are the same guy. So we got to try to get some breaks in there for them sometimes.
Justin Wallace made some big catches tonight.
Yeah, he's got great hands. He's, you know, 6'6", and he's got some colleges looking at him, so we're going to try to get him the ball from time to time.
And Marcus threw some good passes.
He did, for sure. We dropped several of them, but, yeah, he threw several good passes.
And I think we also have got to give some credit to our defensive secondary. Those guys did a good job of holding the McLeansboro or Hamilton County receivers from getting in the end zone.
Yeah, back to the bend but don't break thing. You know, we let some catches happen in front of us, which is fine. We came up and made solid tackles.
All right, now your overall impressions of the game. We win 22-6. What do you take from this win tonight?
We got a lot of work to do. That's my overall impression. There was enough mistakes in there that we got to go to work Monday and get a few things, well, several things hammered out, and we'll get better next Friday.
Do we know anything about this Cesar Valier team we face next week?
I know a lot of the other coaches are picking them to be in the top two or three in the conference. That's what I know. They return some decent kids. I believe they're not the quarterback. I can't remember who they return off. I got it written down in my notes, but they've got a couple skill kids returning. They've got a decent core group of kids coming back. And a lot of the coaches in the conference picked them to finish in the top three. So they should be pretty good.
So we're going to be on the road next week, but then we finally get our home game. We want to see a big crowd when we finally get home.
Absolutely. And 2 weeks from, it'll be 2 weeks from tonight, correct? Versus Carmi at our place. And it'll be the Shrine game. So come on out and make that, admission price and get those Shriners as much money as we can so they can help those kids in St. Louis. And we'll have a good game and we'll see where it goes from there.
Joe, thanks for stopping by here. I know you want to get to the kids and talk to them about this. Again, congratulations on a big win here tonight in McLeansboro, 22-6. And we look forward to talking to you again next Friday night after another big win for the Edwards County Lions.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
This is Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Mark Turner will preview Mules Volleyball with Coach Chet Snyder. After the break, it's coming up.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Sporting events are a huge part of our community. United Mutual Insurance Company and Farm Mutual Insurance are proud to support all of our local sports teams. Join them in cheering for local student athletes as they work hard both during the game and at school. If you want a strong insurance team working hard for you, give United Mutual Insurance Company a call today at 445-2306 and get a competitive quote for all of your insurance needs.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to the experts at Carrier. Call Sam or Kara at Complete HVAC and Plumbing today at 445-3329 or visit their website at CompleteHVAC.org.
I'm with FCHS volleyball coach Chet Snyder. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing just great. Coach, you've been practicing for a couple of weeks now in anticipation of that season opener a week from last Thursday. How's things been going so far?
Going really well. The girls have worked extremely hard. We had a great summer. A lot of kids have put in a lot of time, and we have big expectations. A lot of very high goals set, so we're ready to get started and play somebody other than ourselves.
You mentioned that great summer. You guys were busy over the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at FCHS, you do basketball in June, and then you do volleyball in July. And we have 3 weeks where we hit it pretty hard there, and we went to five or six different tournaments in those 3 weeks and performed very well.
Let's talk about the kids on the team this year. Who have you got coming back from last year?
Well, we have six seniors, and Macy Clark comes back. She'll hit outside for us, and she's going to be a six rotation player this year, play all the way around. And she's improved a ton. People are going to be really, really surprised when they see Macy. And then Jessica Sims is the other outside, and her sister are really battling for that other outside spot right now. Jacqueline's a junior, Jessica's a senior, and they're both going to play a ton of volleyball for us. And Jacqueline, she just finished fifth in the state high jump. She's about 5'11", so she gives us another element that we haven't had in a while. And then have two seniors at middle, Chloe Newman and Kinsey Kolak. Both have started in the past, and they've both improved a lot and worked really hard. They both can hit quick tempo stuffs, which is good for us. And then my other two seniors are Samantha Estes, who's a three-year starter. She's 5'11", and she plays the right side for us. And she was all-conference as a sophomore. So we expect big things from Samantha. Then we had a transfer in from Wayne City, Kinsey's cousin, actually, Gracie Musgrave, and she'll be a DS for us. And then our all-conference, all-South libero is back, Lexi Hobbs. She's an extremely exciting player. She's worth the price of admission, and she's getting some Division I looks right now, so we'll have some interesting coaches in our gym. And then we have a sophomore setter in Kylie Stewart, and she's a tremendous competitor, really, really good athlete, and extremely smart. Colby Sutton, another sophomore, will play some back row for us. Leah Bowers and Callie Vaughn will both play some front row for us, and Mikhail Snyder, she'll be our backup setter, and Lauren Eckleberry, she can play some defense for us as well.
Let's talk about the schedule and about volleyball in this area in general. Boy, there's some good volleyball played here in the South.
Yes, that's the number one thing that's changed in the 15 years I've been here is the level of volleyball in the South. It used to just be like Edwards County was really, really good. Benton was really, really good, you know, but now there's a lot of other programs that have risen up and are really good. And that helps because our conference got better when Edwards County came into it. They had a three-set battle last week with Carmi, you know, in our conference to start off in that third game, went 26-24. And we're going to have some great, great battles in our conference with Edwards County, with Carmi, with Hamilton County. So the play in the South has definitely gotten a lot better.
And you mentioned the BDC and the quality in the BDC, but the rest of the non-conference schedule is pretty quality as well.
Yeah, North City, they're our star opponent on our non-conference schedule of our non-conference games. They have a chance. They're the favorite in the South in Class 1A. I'm glad they're 1A because they're just a handful. And in our tournaments, though, we have four very, very tough tournaments. We open up at Casey this weekend, and we get to play Newton, who finished third in state right off the bat. Our next game is 3A, number one ranked Mount Zion, and Tuscola, they're good at everything. That's our pool. So that's, we're going to be tested right away. Really, really tough matches.
You mentioned four tournaments this year. Where else are you going?
We go to Benton every year, and we'll get our pool from it soon. But that's a tournament that we would love to win this year. We feel we're good enough to do that. And then we go to the Heron Invitational. We've been to the Edwards County Tournament forever, and it fell on our homecoming. So they were gracious enough to let us out, and we're going to go play at Heron, which we'll see some good 3A schools there as well. And then we host a 16-team tournament here at FCHS the last week of the season.
I like to say that competition only makes you better, and your schedule proves that out.
Yes. I hate just having a patsy schedule where you know that's a win, that's a win, that's a win. And we've tried to beef up our tournaments to where we're going to be battle-tested come regional time.
All right. You start this weekend at Casey Westfield, and then single matches start next Thursday.
Yes. We're excited about going to Casey. Like I said, that'll be an outstanding test for us right off the bat.
All right, Coach. Thanks very much. Appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you very much for having us.
All right. Chet Snyder, FCHS volleyball coach. We'll be back with more on Sports Talk. You're listening to WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
School's back in session, and that means it's football time. Hi, this is Carrie Book at FNB. Join us for our annual FNB tailgate at the Mules Train Yard on Friday, August 31st from 5:30 until kickoff. We've got free food and t-shirts while supplies last. Plus, bring the kids by for wiffle ball with members of the Frontier Bobcat softball team. FNB, Banking Business Life. Member FDIC.
Treat your family to better meals. Make a shopping trip to Farmer's Packing east of Albion for a large selection of meats and cheeses. Butterfly pork chops are only $3.69 a pound. Rotisserie pork loins are just $4.99 a pound, or half a hog for $250. Try out some of their cinnamon rolls, pies, or fruit dumplings now available. Just a few of the great buys right now at Farmer's Packing east of Albion on Highway 15. Phone 445-3822.
The summer of Jeep is here, and LeMond's Chrysler is Jeep crazy. Up to $5,000 in rebates on new 18 Grand Cherokees. Save up to $6,400 on new 18 Compasses. Up to $4,740 in discounts on the all-new 18 Wrangler JL. 0% for 60 months or up to $3,500 in rebates on new 19 Cherokees. New 18 Renegade Latitude starting at only $19,891. As always, LeMond's prices include destination and everyone qualifies. LeMond's Chrysler, 412 East Main, Fairfield, and LeMondsOnline.com. Price excludes tax, title, license, and dock fees.
Do you have a photo you cherish? Let Fairfield Printing and Graphics help share your favorite digital photos in a big, beautiful way by giving canvas prints as gifts to family and friends. At Fairfield Printing and Graphics, you can turn baby and family portrait, engagement and wedding photos, memorable vacation shots, and much more into stunning canvas pictures that anyone would be proud to display in their home or office. Go to Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive for whatever you need, or give them a call at 842-4048.
With the housing market picking up and rates so low, now is the perfect time to purchase the home of your dreams. Hi, this is Sarah Moll, mortgage originator from People's National Bank. As your home for home loans, People's National Bank has personal service and quick turnarounds to help you get in the home of your dreams. Stop by and see me, Sarah Moll, or apply online at peoplesnationalbank.com today. People's National Bank, your home for home loans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
You're listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you on this Saturday morning. Let's go ahead and take a look here at the schedule here for today. You can check out our schedule on WFIWradio.com underneath our local sports page. Do have the Freshman Jamboree at Fairfield Community High School. That starts about 10 o'clock, so about 30 minutes from now. Also, a Black Diamond Conference game, Christopher at Vienna. If you recall, Vienna has no lights at their football field. They play all their home games on Saturday afternoons, unless otherwise noted. But again, Christopher is going to be playing at Vienna. Then Marion will be taking on Rochelle on the road. High school volleyball, Fairfield Community High School, is going to be at the Casey Westfield tournament. College volleyball, the Frontier Bobcats volleyball team. They kick off their season at Center Street this morning at about 10 o'clock against Shawnee Community College. Now, there will only be one match at 10 a.m. against Shawnee. The 2 p.m. game against Lincoln College has been canceled. Fairfield Junior Football League, they have home games scheduled for 3, 5, and 7 p.m. Major League Baseball action, the Cardinals at Colorado again. They're going to be taking on the Rockies. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9. Starting time around 6:15. Cubs will be at Cincinnati. Cubs taking on Cincinnati, and White Sox will be at Detroit. NFL preseason. Got some games on tap for today. Chicago Bears taking on Kansas City. Indianapolis Colts taking on San Francisco. Houston at the LA Rams. Tennessee will be at Pittsburgh taking on the Steelers. Baltimore at Miami. Atlanta will be at Jacksonville. And then New Orleans will be at the LA Chargers. Looking ahead to Sunday, tomorrow, August 26th, Major League Baseball action at 1:15 Sunday afternoon, Cardinals at Colorado. You can hear the game on WOKZ 105.9. Cubs will be taking on Cincinnati, and the White Sox will be at Detroit. NFL preseason, only a couple of games on tap for Sunday afternoon. Cincinnati will be taking on the Buffalo Bills on the road, and Arizona they'll be taking on the Dallas Cowboys on the road. Again, our website, WFIWRadio.com, our local sports page. Check that out for schedules and scores. That's a wrap for this week's Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com. We'll do it again next Saturday. I'm Derek Dunn. And again, have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard Saturday mornings just after 9 on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW and WFIWRadio.com Sports. We'll see you next week.